Hey guys, what is up? My name is Tortoise. And
And I'm Jelly Bean.
welcome to the first edition of the Epic Loot Podcast. Awesome. So, I want to introduce ourselves. My name is Tortoise. As some of you might know, I make videos on YouTube, even for Machinima Realm. And I'm going to let my friend here introduce himself.
I'm Jelly Bean. On WoW, I actually play a shaman troll, which I wish I was a druid because of the next patch.
Very awesome. This is actually my guild leader, and we've been known each other for maybe a year or so.
Year and a half, almost
Yeah,
two.
so we're quite acquainted, and we decided to make a podcast because you know what, they're fun.
Really, really
And
fun.
we it's pretty much these podcasts will just be about gaming, just gaming stuff, So we decided to go ahead and make one, and Black Ops actually came out yesterday, and I believe you
Actually came out
did it
Tuesday,
Tuesday,
sir.
so a couple days ago then.
Yes,
Okay,
Tuesday. Yep,
I'm
yep.
not sure because I don't really follow the Call of Duty stuff. I mean, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, hey. I'm not that big of a fan, but I still follow the game because I love them. But I see a lot of my friends on Xbox Live have already hit like level 50,
What?
which is incredible.
They sleep or no?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty
My
funny.
God. I mean, is there like
Yeah.
anything much different in it or?
There's new types of matches. There's the gun game. I don't know if they added that through a map pack into Modern Warfare 2, but if anyone doesn't know the gun game, it's pretty much you start with pistols. Each time you get a kill, you get an
Oh,
upgrade.
that's pretty cool.
You get an upgrade pistol. It's a new gun. And then you keep killing, getting higher and higher guns. And every time you die, you lose that gun and you go back to the one
So if you
before.
just keep getting kill streaks, then you're gonna be un unstoppable.
Pretty much, because you'll be finding people with
That's
bullets.
actually pretty cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, and they also added in wager matches. Well, they added in wager matches, which are pretty cool. You pretty much bet on who which team's gonna win.
What do you bet? Like, what's the currency?
Like your
Oh, really?
points. I don't know what the currency is, but the points that you choose to buy your weapons, that's what you
That's pretty
use.
cool.
Yeah, which my cousin's in love with. He's always
Gambling.
your matches now. Yeah. Pretty much. But
What else is new in the zombies?
Zombies is amazing. They actually added
Like
it into
Nazi
the game,
zombies?
which is incredible. Yes, but it's a lot harder.
How does Nazi zombies work? I've never played it before.
Oh, wow. Well, you need to come over
I do,
then.
because a lot of my friends say it's really fun, and I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. It's a blast. You're a normal player and there starts as waves of zombies coming after you and you have to kill them. You get points when you kill every zombie and there's a box that you go and it's a gamble. It's a random weapon that you get. And you spend your points on that or opening new doors,
Oh.
which is
That
pretty
sounds
cool.
pretty fun. But I'm just not a big Call
Yeah.
of Duty fan, and I don't feel like spending $60 on it.
I'm not gonna waste my money because my Xbox Live doesn't work at the moment. It's stupid. But
I'll probably rent it, even though I usually just rent games that are just like that have m awesome multiplayer.
like
Yeah,
Battlefield 3.
I love like those games I'll buy, and I usually rent games with awesome
Yeah,
single players because you'll beat them and then probably not gonna play it again. Like I do want the playthrough and then I'm actually done with the game.
like Fable 3, I got it yesterday and I beat it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Probably my second playthrough soon.
Nice.
But yeah, I love the game. They did a great job. It's a great improvement from the
Yeah,
second
that's
one.
another game I'll probably just end up renting because I'll probably play it so much I'll probably beat it in a day or two. And there's.
They interpreted being king into the game, which is pretty
Yeah, so
cool.
what do you do when being when you're a king?
Like you have a schedule. I don't really want to spoil the story if some people haven't played it yet, but you have to gamble. Like you have to choose because people are giving you propositions to rebuild the town or help their village out, which it'll decrease your treasury or it'll gain your treasury, which you need to gain a lot of money at the end. So most of the stuff is like kind of toward going evil to actually survive. I'm not gonna spoil anything else, but that's pretty much it. You need a lot of money. But I'm gonna be going evil this time. I went good last time, which was pretty cool. Yeah, the game is based off of you start out as the king's brother, and then he at the beginning he makes you do a choice. Which pretty much pisses off one of the guards and one of your close friends. And then you two escape with your butler. And you go to a secret place that the old king used to have. And then you just start to build your revolution.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Piece. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm definitely going to have to pick up the game and rent it, because it looks really, really fun. I enjoyed Fable 1, but I wasn't so much a fan of Fable 2. But I'll definitely give this one a try. Do you think it was better than Fable 2? Yeah.
Of course, they improved a lot. There's a couple glitches that I found throughout the game, which I
Yeah.
understand because like with graphics wise, they're incredible, but with one of the characters' hats that you see often, his hair kind of goes through his bill of the hat.
That's not that big of a deal,
Yeah,
but
so no, but honestly, they probably could have fixed it,
it's
but.
a small glitch. I
Oh
mean, it's not
well.
like you're gonna see the glitch like, oh, that pisses me off. I'm gonna go return the game.
Oh yeah, but they still have I figured out that they still have the people glitch. Like when you kill someone, they start to twitch on the
I
ground.
love that glitch.
Oh, and there's oh my God, which I was so excited when I first found out that they had this in there. There's finishing moves, which is
Really?
pretty cool. Yeah, like if you swing like whatever you choose, your hammer or sword, a certain amount of times, and you catch someone in it, like toward the end with my hammer, I swung it around and then I broke this guy's leg and then I swung it around with one hand and hit him in the face. It was
That is
awesome.
brutal. Wow. So it sounds like they
Yeah.
kind of redeemed themselves from Fable 2.
Yes, it's a great improvement. There is a boss fight
Yes.
for anyone that wants to know that was upset with Fable 2. There is a boss fight, which is pretty epic.
Now, is it hard? Is it like a Jack of Blades boss fight where it's kind of rinse and repeat or?
It's pretty difficult, actually. I had trouble. I didn't die at all, but it was pretty tricky. Like you get away from him, start casting spells, and then bam, he's
Oh
right by
wow.
you. So just watch out.
Oh, that brings up another question. What kind of a person did you roll? Like a spellcaster, a more of a guns guy, swords, melee guy?
I went spellcaster
Ah,
swords.
good, cool combination.
I mix it. Yes. Oh, gauntlets. No more spell casting. Like you know how you had like all those spells to choose from through that entire bar on the left side
Yeah.
of your screen in Fable 2? That bothered me a lot because it's like, oh no, I need to switch to this one, and then you switch, but then it switches it back to the other one, which kind of sucks. This one, you get to choose only two that you have at all
Two
times.
spells?
Two gauntlets. You wear gauntlets that give you the spell ability. and you can weave them. So you get like fire and force push, which is pretty cool because you hit the ground and then you see fire go everywhere, and all the enemies get knocked out.
So you can combine the elements. That
yes, it's
that is pretty cool.
And there's an achievement for achievement whores out there like myself. Where you have to do every single combination of spell weaving. So,
wow.
It's not that hard to do.
That's pretty interesting, though, how you can combine the elements and, like, create different, like, effects and ways to kill people.
Yeah. They improved really, really well.
What kind of elements are there?
Normal ones. There's ice, which I don't think was in the second one. But there's fire, ice, wind, the vortex, force push. What other
like
one?
Earth or something?
Trying to think. No, there's not earth. There's the blades one. And I think that's it from my memory. I'd have to replay.
Like,
it,
can you combine the vortex and fire, make like a fire twister? That
yes.
That is awesome.
Yes. You could also make a blizzard.
And so kind of like the other ones, you level them up.
Yeah. Well, it's called the Road to Rule. You go to this place and once you gather enough steals and do a certain part of the quest line, it tells you to go there. You go there, you unlock a gate, and there's these little treasure chests that you spend your guild seals to open, and it gives you the ability.
Now, is it like Fable 2, where the more you charge up your ability, the more it levels up, or is it more like a Fable 1 type of thing, where once you level it up, it's more powerful?
Once you level it up, you still have to charge it, which is pretty cool, because the radius now is huge. Huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Storyline was great. I loved it. Big improvement.
Now, can you still like buy houses and have children?
Yes. Apparently, I was checking, and I got an STD.
Did you really?
So, yeah, the main girl that you start with, if you choose to keep her, I'm not going to say anything else, then you choose to get with her later on, watch out, because apparently she's
Wow,
packing.
So does that like affect like how your gut... How does that affect you?
I don't know. I haven't seen any like effects, but I don't know if they added anything in. But apparently I have an STD on Fable
2. That is funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and the first time that I got with her, and I got a kid, which was kind of depressing.
Oh, man. Gotta use protection, man. That's what happens. Get a kid in STD.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I couldn't find condoms. I didn't know where to buy them.
There's no store for that?
Leave me alone. There probably is, but...
That is funny, though, that they added that in.
Isn't it?
Awesome. Now, can you beat your wife? Because I loved doing that in Fable 2.
Yes, you can. You can still beat
your wife. Then I got my kid taken away, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly.
She just ran away and never got her back.
Yeah.
And I burnt that town. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so Star Wars.
Oh.
Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
That's another game I'm definitely going to have to rent.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You should catch
I
up.
Do.
I
know, I'm behind on all my games, but... Okay, guys, well, we're going to take a quick break right here. While we're away, we're going to play a nice song for you to keep you guys busy.
Good song.
A very good song. By the way, it's by Jack Johnson, if any of you guys listen to him, and it's a terrific song, and I'm trying to bring it up right now. And we'll bring a special guest in after the song, so we'll see you guys then.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions, then maybe you'd see the signs. Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool, and loving somebody don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sing your songs, I dance your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, 'cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool. I keep playing your part, but it's not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I've had enough mystery. Keep building. I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you, and if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel, 'cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I
thank Jack Johnson for coming to my house and playing that song for us.
Nice. Yeah, that was incredible. I can't believe how clearly that sounded. I didn't know he actually paused for a short second in that song.
Oh yeah, incredible. He's just that talented.
Like a lag delay. Exactly. Well, we're gonna go ahead and introduce our dear friend, and we've known him as long as we've known each other. Welcome, Chiha, to the show.
Yeah.
Chiha. Trapmaster Chiha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Master right, of trap.
Master trap. Yeah, exactly. The guy that should not have rolled a rogue.
Yes.
Hey, come on.
Hey, when ICC first came out, you couldn't find the trap, and it's as big as a spa, okay?
How was I supposed to look like a giant-ass hot tub, all right?
How the hell do you miss that?
Okay. Once you see the first one, it's hard to miss them, but when you don't know what you're looking for, all right, it's difficult.
It's like...
Joey, how did you fail at tanking those first few heroics, huh? What's up, bro?
I had a bad healer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't you hate you.
This is Chris. We make fun of him a lot. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's what we do. But Joey, just to clarify, if you had me there, he probably wouldn't have died.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. Even when you're 10 levels above me, Chris, you let me die.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
That is incredible.
Hilarious.
You could probably heal his full health, and you just let him die.
That's what I was doing. I was letting him get as low as possible and then picking him up. And
one time,
it just got too low. I couldn't pick him up.
Because he, quote-unquote, lagged.
It was true. I did lag. I did.
Sure.
And I thought it'd be hilarious, so.
Douchebag. So, Chris, have you ever played The Forced Unleashed?
No.
You what?
I'm lame. I know.
You never played the first one? What's wrong with you, man?
I know, I know.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
I'm, like, nerding out right now because I love those games.
I know.
Well, I love almost every game.
See, guys, this is why we make fun of him.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, you guys can leave me alone, all right? Shut up.
All right.
Kevin, you made all him right, cry.
We should stop. I think we should stop before he starts crying.
Oh, my God.
I remember he did that when he didn't find the traps.
So. Everyone's so mean to me all the time.
All right, well, Force Unleashed was a great game. Force Unleashed 2, they improved a lot. But they did not do so well story-based. They could have done way better.
Well, I mean, the whole game is just, like, chucking stormtroopers, like, off of buildings. That's, like, the whole game for me.
Well, yeah, but they actually made it harder. Lot harder. There's more jetpack guys. There's more machines. There's a new machine, which I don't know what it's called, but it launches missiles at you.
Like a new machine as like AT-AT or something.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, one of them had four, the other one had two, so this one have like three. The three-legged machine. Chris.
Pretty. No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
What did it look like?
It had two legs and it had rockets on the sides.
Very fearsome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Were there like other like types of like huge monsters you had to kill for like the boss fights?
Oh my God! Second level. Second level. There's a huge boss, which is incredible.
Is he hard?
Yeah, he's long.
He's long and hard.
Long boss. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's the boss fights were incredible. The last boss fight was disappointing because it was too easy.
Oh. Well, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood comes out next week.
Yes, it does. Hey, Chia, have you played any Assassin's Creed?
I did play the first one. I had wicked fun jumping off of like the hugest shit into hay, and it's like, hey, what falling damage?
Nice pun.
Yeah, right. Did you play the second one?
I did not get a chance to play the second one, actually.
Disappointing.
I know.
I didn't either, so I can't say anything.
Well, I'll have to send my copy to one of you guys because I'm probably not going to play it. I might do another playthrough before Brotherhood comes out, but it comes out next week. So I have too much on my schedule, actually.
Too many other games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much to do. I mean, come
like
on.
I have to start playing Black Ops, probably get another playthrough of Fable 3.
He's a busy man.
Maybe start New Vegas Fallout.
Oh, love that game.
Yeah, we'll discuss it in a little bit, but the new Assassin's Creed looks incredible.
It really does. I like what they're doing with that.
Like I don't know how the online play is gonna work, but they better change the combat for online. Because if they just have it for just you can counter and just own the person, I mean, come on, it's unfair.
Well, I never really did the whole combat thing, the whole counter and whatnot. I mean, I just kind of like snuck away, and you can't do that against people. I've heard like I've heard that they can like see the difference between you, whereas like NPCs, it's like, hey, I'm an idiot. That guy looks like he's reading a book.
Yeah, right.
Look at this poor innocent book reader. I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm gonna leave him alone.
Well, the second one had pretty cool counters. Like if you got a pole arm, which was pretty awesome. It's pretty difficult to get the pole arm away from the guy though, because he attacks so fast, and it's like, it's pretty long, so he has a good range to hit you. So you got to time it just perfectly. But once you get it, oh my God, it's hilarious.
Now, like, what other weapons are there? Like, I saw in the trailer he had those like knives under his sleeves. Like, are those like your basic weapons?
Oh, yeah, I forgot what they're called, but the dual assassination blades.
Yeah.
Yes, those are pretty awesome. You can dive freaking like 100 feet and attack two guys and kill them. And you're untouched. You have full health.
Very awesome.
Dude, yeah. That sounds sick.
Yeah, there's smoke bombs. You get a gun.
You get a gun?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now, okay, here's a question everybody's going to be wondering. Can you still jump off of shit into hay? You can't. Oh, God. Well, that sells it for me.
Is that all you do? Just jump into hay?
Oh, hey, Chris, guess what? Hey. You're gonna love this. You can jump off of buildings into water.
And live?
And live.
Do you like swan dive, or is it just like,
You swan dive.
Do a backflip. Oh, that
is sexy.
Yes. Now, if you could do tricks.
Dive into water. It's pretty
cool. If you could do tricks and get, like, points.
That would be cool.
That would be
interesting. It's a 10.
Interpret the points in, though, because, like, they'd have to make a point thing because, like, you wouldn't be getting money because, like, no one would probably see you because you don't want to be seen because you're an assassin.
What if you don't want to be an assassin? But, you know? What if you just want to be a diver?
I don't know, but... Exactly.
Then this is not the game for you, Joey.
Exactly.
Do they have a game?
There you go.
Diver 010?
I think it's called Diver Hero.
A Diver Hero.
Something like
that.
Gotcha.
Or, well, they're coming out with another Deadliest Catch game, which I don't know how they funded that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. With a second. I believe it hits next year. It's pretty incredible.
That is disgusting.
I know.
Oh, what?
God, how did they...
Yeah.
I think the first mission in the first one was you had to drive the boat out to sea, except they didn't let you control the boat, so you just pressed up on the analog stick. It's pretty intense.
Really?
Yeah. What? Oh, God, dude, that sounds... I don't think I could do that, guys. I mean...
Well, yeah, of course you can't do that. You couldn't even find a trap that looks like a freaking hot tub.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you've even ever seen one.
I haven't.
Actually, our good friend Soulblood, which he stopped playing World of Warcraft, he explained it pretty well to me and Joey when we hung out. He told us to stand in certain spots, and then he said it's that big and around.
Okay. Also. So, if you did not know this, Claudio played on a 48-inch screen, so of course they're going to look freaking giant, man.
Oh, and Claudio's not blind.
What?
Claudio's not blind.
Oh, touche, sir. Touche. I apologize.
Low blow.
I retract all of my arguments. Just screw you, Kevin. Screw you.
Low blow.
Yeah. But, sorry.
My groin hurts. That's how that blow was.
Did I light you on fire?
No, it, like, turned my wiener to ice.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Okay, so Fallout New Vegas. Chris, are you going to be playing that one?
Probably not.
What?
Probably not. What? Oh.
Dude,
you're going to disappoint Joey right now, okay?
I'm like broke, dude. I'm,
what do you
I'm
do you have broke. Like a
Kevin, send it to me when you're
done. Do you
done.
Have a life or something? What's
I don't
going
have
on?
It yet, but I'm going
Kevin, you haven't gotten Fallout yet either, have you?
No, I have not. I've not played it yet.
Oh my God. It is
I'm
like,
looking forward to it. Really, really bad actually, but I don't know. Like, I didn't like the first one as much. It takes me a while to get into those type of games.
Chris, have you played Fallout 3 before?
I actually played the original Fallout.
Oh, that way back then.
Cool. Way back, but I never got into it. Like, I guess I'm with Kevin. That game, those games, I guess, are really hard for me to get into. And the first one started out wicked slow for me. Like, I don't know, it was too.
Yeah,
hard.
I agree. I can't play games that start out slow.
It was it was too much for me. It was like too slow. So I never got into it, and I mean, I have friends that are like, dude, it's the greatest game ever. But I'm like, dude, I just too slow. Come on now. Joey, have you played the original one? Because it's pretty bad.
I've played.
It's not bad, but
two. It's not bad. It's just if you like the games, then you're gonna love it. But it's a slow start. I can't deal with slow starts because I get impatient.
I feel the same way, Kevin. The same way.
But, Joey. I think he went to.
Oh, my mic was muted.
Oh.
No wonder you guys were ignoring me. I thought you guys were assholes.
Oh no, we could hear you actually.
Oh,
I could hear him. I couldn't hear him at all.
No, Kevin, you could hear him. Come on.
Wink, wink.
We're ignoring him.
So do you want to restart that, or do you want to...
Keep going. We're good.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, maybe. Well, they'll forget about it.
Joey, can you tell us what you were saying into talking to yourself, basically? Because I would like to hear it.
I would like to
explain, but I forgot already.
Oh.
Well, it was about a game called Fallout New Vegas, and we were talking about the originals.
How I haven't played the originals, but I've played Fallout 3 and New Vegas.
And you like them both?
Yes, they are indeed wonderful. I enjoy them both.
That's indeedly wonderful.
That is quite indeedly. Well. Very sophisticated.
Yeah, okay, I can't... fuck it, I'm done. I didn't even say anything, but... I kept thinking of something, and I couldn't bring it to words, so I'm just gonna...
What?
Zip my lip now.
Can't bring things...
You guys can...
You don't know how to talk.
You guys can continue talking about whatever now, because...
You just made yourself look like a fool.
I look foolish now, yes.
I pity you. I pity the fool.
Oh, dude. Come on.
Mr. T, I can't wait till that movie comes out. That movie's gonna be awesome.
Mr. T, the movie?
There's no, A-Team. That movie was pretty...
Dude, I thought the new one already came out.
It did. I'm waiting for it on DVD, sir.
Oh. Not good enough to go see it in the theaters? Come on.
I already saw it.
Oh.
Come on, Chris. Come on.
It's pretty
Joey,
cool.
Shut up. You didn't see it, Joey.
I actually did not, so.
I'm going to see Skyland tomorrow, though, so I'm excited.
Dude, I've heard nothing but good things from that movie.
It hasn't even come out yet.
No. I've heard, like, red.
You haven't heard anything because it's not out yet.
Do you guys not read like reviews on movies or anything like that?
Nope.
I do rarely, dude. I'm more focused into games. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Randomly it was on my Yahoo, so I was like, "Eh, what the hell?"
Sure, it was. I think you Googled it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, oh god, someone tell me something about this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god.
Well, okay, what did you think about New Vegas? Joey.
I thought it was an excellent game, but then again, it's if you're into those kind of games, like if you liked the previous ones, you'll love this one, but if you hadn't, it's probably not the game for you. You know, you either like it or you don't.
Okay, what if they're new to this type of gaming, like MMO RPGs?
Oh, you have to try it out. I mean, you have to see if you like it or not.
Do you think it's a buy or a rental for a start?
I'd rent it.
Okay.
It has a long single player, but like if you're in a hurry, you could skip a lot of the side quests. You know, it's like, if you want to just get through it and you've rented it, you could skip some of the side quests, or if you've bought it, you could do all the side quests and maybe start another character after and want to see what else you could do. But
if you rent it, if you rent it off of Gamefly, you'll be good. But if you rent it off of Blockbuster, you need to make sure you have time to play it.
Oh, yeah. I recommend Gamefly because Kevin here has it, and I really wish I did.
Yeah, but because that game is very long, and if you're thinking about trying it, you're going to waste your money because you probably won't be able to beat it in time if you get it from, like, Blockbuster or another place.
Yeah.
Because it's a long game. My one of my friends beat it in 40 hours, and he didn't stick to the quest line. Like, he sticked to the quest line mostly, but... He also just did his own thing just several times. Yeah. It wasn't just... But if you do all the side quests, it's a very, very long game.
God, that would suck. I don't think I could do that.
It's like 80 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty long, but you know, I enjoyed it, and I did maybe 30% of the side quests that there were, which is not bad, not good, and it still took me a long, maybe a week to beat it. But that's playing like on and off.
Did you go good or evil?
I went well. I was good because I didn't really. There's not really a good or bad ending, really.
There is actually. There's kind of. Endings.
Yep, kind
there's
of.
There's a lot of endings.
Like there's you. Depends what faction you go with, because there's different factions in the game, and there's more some factions that are more good than evil, and I was kind of in the New Vegas kind of clan with the robots and everything, and it was ruled by an evil guy, but I took him out and I controlled it, so I want to say that I was good, but
my friend did.
You can't.
That's actually going the bad way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Did you kill most of the people in the game, or did you let them live?
No, I made treaties with them.
Okay. See, my friend went the total bad way. He killed, like, everyone.
Oh, wow.
but he had the robots.
Yeah, I had the robots, too, but I let people live.
What a nice guy.
Did you explain that if you skip through the side quests, you will actually, it's harder to beat the game?
Well, kind of, yeah. There's a... At the last mission is kind of like, you know, the main mission. Once you start the mission, you can't go back or anything. And it's compromised of all the factions fighting each other. And if you make treaties with them, they're going to help you out. But if you, you know, kill them like your friend, they're going to start fighting you, and you're pretty much going to be by yourself, and it's going to be hard to complete it.
Oh, that would suck.
Unless you get allies on the way.
Yeah. And there's these one people called, like, the Big Boomers. I'm probably wrong, but pretty much they have mortars. And to get to them, you have to go through their, like this land, and they keep shooting mortars at you. And if you get to them and do enough quests for them, they'll help you out and like shoot mortars at the enemies. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah. So I kind of like how it worked. Like, you could choose to help some other factions, and it'll make the game easier as you go on.
What? Well, that's good. Sounds pretty
fun,
cool.
Fun game.
I'll probably gameplay it.
Oh, have you guys heard about the new GoldenEye that they are releasing?
For the Wii, yes.
Dude, did you guys play that game?
Yes.
I do not. Oh, as kids, yes.
Yes.
Good.
Incredible.
I'm kind of excited for it, but...
I might have to buy a Wii.
Like, see, my brother has a Wii, so I'm like, yes. But I don't think they can do it. I mean...
I don't think they could do it either. I
don't think it's going to come out good.
But if you do get it at Walmart, we're giving out T-shirts, which is pretty cool.
Oh, snap. Kevin, yes. Get me one, bro.
No.
I expected a T-shirt in my mail.
Oh, I'm going to be sending you a Fable 3 shirt.
So, oh, that's so. Right.
What about me?
I'll give you one, too.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So I can now look like a real nerd.
Yeah, even though you don't play as many games as me, you can feel like a nerd.
Yay.
Oh, Joey.
Hi.
I forgot to tell you, I got Fallout New Vegas playing cards.
They have playing cards for that?
I got some at the midnight release, yes.
That's embarrassing. You shouldn't be proud of that.
I got them for free at the midnight release.
That you should be proud of. Good
okay.
boy. Good boy. That's what I'd like to hear. Don't pay for shit like
okay.
that.
Yeah. But
no, don't go steal, kids. Come on. Come on now.
No, yeah. That's very, very bad. I didn't steal. I got them for free.
I didn't steal any clothing. I mean, I just got them for free. I mean...
They're giving them out. They were on the racks and said free.
The managers watched me grab them. So, okay. There you go. I got proof.
They're too scared to stop you. Like, you stop them. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they should be. I mean, you were scared when I freaking...
Bear hug
after
good
you.
God.
You ran. You're like you coward.
I tried to run. I heard footsteps behind me, and I was like, "Oh damn it, it's Kevin."
I had a can of V8 in my pocket as I was chasing him.
Oh, that was a V8. Thank God.
Yeah.
I thought you were just happy to see me.
Is that a can of V8
was.
In your pocket? Or
I was. It was a mix.
Oh God.
That's disgusting.
It was one of those shot V8s, by the way.
Exactly.
It was like a tube of chapstick V8. You know,
yeah.
A little itty bitty.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but Kinect. Kinect came out.
Oh, you're getting
it that? Did.
Yeah. Which is exciting.
Dude, that's too much movement for me. Come on. Come on now. Come on,
are
Xbox.
Are you serious?
Come on, Microsoft.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You probably can't stand.
Come on, Microsoft. You know me. I mean, do I like to move? No.
They don't know you. You don't play as many games
that's
as
why we
do.
Play Xbox.
I'm a gamer, all right? I don't play the fucking Wii. I play the Xbox so that I can be lazy. And
that's why they made most of the games childish. Most of them aren't meant for the adults besides the working out ones.
Work out?
Yes.
What? What do you... What?
They have working out ones.
Wait, like exercise?
Exercise, yes.
What?
I think this conversation is over.
Oh, God.
Yeah, totally. But hopefully I would like to see something come out like... Oh, shit. Like Call of Duty?
No.
Like, or a shooter?
I want a Street Fighter game on the Kinect.
Oh, God, yes.
Sir, there is a fighting game for the Kinect.
But it's like boxing from what I've seen, and it's kind of...
It's pretty cool.
I want to kick people.
Joey just wants to kick people.
That's all I want to do, and Chris wants to jump into hay.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Hay after turtle?
He wants to chase turtles into hay.
Yes.
They have an app for that.
I wonder how easily it would be to find a turtle in a haystack. I mean, think about it. Get a little baby turtle and see.
Okay. Kevin, I think this is doable. I do have a haystack, and my sister does have a turtle. But if I don't find it, what do I do? Like,
you start freaking brushing the hay away.
Get a pitchfork.
Spread it out everywhere.
Get a pitchfork.
Get a pitchfork? What if I, like, hurt the turtle?
No, do it with your hand. Get gloves and do it with your hand.
Okay, that sounds like a much better plan than Joey's.
You need to get back with us on that, because I really want to know how it goes.
Well, Kevin, you still have to come over and ride a pig, so.
I do. I know. I want to catch a pig first.
No,
sir.
I'm going to ride the pig and just, like, ride all the way back to California.
Oh, good, good luck. Good luck, sir.
I'll
get your pig in shape. He's going to be, like, he's going to be a buff pig.
Be like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger pig, yes. That's going to be his name. And I'm going to raise him, and I'm going to get him into pig boxing. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to sponsor him with, like, Apple or something and get filthy rich.
That sounds a bit like cockfighting.
It does.
I'm just going to throw it out there. And if I remember right, cockfighting is illegal.
Well,
I mean,
pig fighting is not illegal yet, so, yeah.
Yet. It's. I mean, you're good. Not illegal yet. So, yeah, I think you should do it. Go for gold, bro.
I will.
Okay, well, we need to talk about Kinect, because we started talking about
laziness.
Turtles and
eggs. I think it is a great idea. I actually do. I mean,
have you played a demo yet?
I have played the demo at Best Buy.
Which is incredible, right?
Did you guys play the old one, the PlayStation 2? It was like the I something.
Oh, I remember that.
That was terrible. And, yes.
They took that technology and they ran with it. I mean, it works so awesome. Like, it works actually, which is like, I mean, I was skeptical. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be shit.
Yeah, it was. Like, I did the demo at Best Buy. It was pretty awkward at first because you're like, where's the remote?
It was kind of weird, but I think they did a very, very good job of it. Go them, really.
Does it come with a rumble pack?
Just strap
you
it to
strap
your chest.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want a rumble pack.
I think people would use it for other things.
I'm pretty sure they would.
Well, wait. Have you ever played a game with the rumble off? It's awkward.
Dude, it is. It is. Because
you're in a full battle, and you're like, where's the vibration?
I know. And
Jeff used to have – we used to play Super Smash Brothers all day long. Like, seriously. It was bad. But But Jeff broke one of my controllers, and the rumble didn't work on it anymore. And I was like, how does I play?
Like, how am I supposed to know if someone's shooting me? Or like,
exactly. It's like, I could be being hit right now, and there's no physical... I mean, I can't see well. I don't... I need that vibration there. It just helps out a lot.
It does. It feels like it's normal, which is surprising.
I remember when Rumble Packs first came out for the Nintendo 64 controllers. Was that where?
Yeah, you had to stick it to the back.
Yeah, it was like the greatest thing ever.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty awesome.
And I remember back in the day when it was like, oh, and this controller new with Rumble Pack, and I'm like, oh,
no,
dude.
Fucking way.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, that's
okay.
So awesome.
Okay, we're getting off subject. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Don't get a boner. Okay.
Dude, wait, what?
What?
Okay, the Kinect is awesome. It's in my opinion.
It was pretty accurate when I played, but with all the people fucking trying to like walk in front of you, it was pretty. But
see, I played it. I was there really early morning one time because Jeff took me to work with him.
So was I. And there was a lot of people. See, like, even so associates walked in front of me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm trying to play.
No one did it. Oh, have you guys, I'm sorry to change subject again, but it's another game. You guys played DJ Hero.
No.
Yeah,
that looks fun, though.
Dude. I could not get it. I didn't get it.
I couldn't figure it out.
They had it like
it
set up
so hard.
In the back room, and I was like, "What do I do? I don't get it. What do I do?" And they were like, "Dude, just scratch it there, and then like move this thing and press the buttons." I'm like, "What? What?"
Yeah, Chris is too white to be able to play DJ Hero. He can't do it.
Joey, I think you're too Asian to do. Yeah, something. I don't know. I can't.
Racist.
He can't talk right
something
now.
Racist.
Joe, you're too Asian to do something that will offend you somehow.
Dude, that's messed up.
Take that.
You're
yeah.
too racist to do so. Something with the something. Yeah.
Okay. That one thing, you know. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but what game did they have on the Kinect at the Best Buy that you went to?
It was like a demo thing. I played the boxing. And
I wanted to play that shit.
And I kind of, it was like a gun one, but I couldn't get it.
Gun
I
boxing?
Didn't understand it. There was, well, no. Okay. It was like a demo. There was like three or four different games you could play. And there was a gun one where like you could like shoot it shit. And then there was the boxing one. The boxing one, I liked a lot. The gun one, I didn't understand what I was doing.
You hold.
So. Was it when you were shooting at targets?
Yeah. Something like that. But I couldn't figure out how to shoot.
Do
anything.
You just like pull your finger or how?
I don't know how it did it. I didn't understand it at all. I never got the hang of it. So, and like Jeff came over and he like showed me and I was like, dude, what'd you do to make it shoot? And he's like, you just kind of like do this. I'm like, what?
So
what
you
doing?
Actually move your finger and it knows you're shooting.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. Jeff showed me and I didn't understand what the hell he was
maybe
doing.
Maybe you have to make like gun noise is like bam 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 and shoots every time you say bam.
pew, 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 pew. Yeah, I played the adventure game, which was pretty cool.
You went on an adventure.
Well, you like stand on a platform and it drags you across this obstacle, which is pretty awesome.
Now, you know, it scans your body, right?
Yes,
so,
you have to stand in front of it, and then it sinks. To
so
you.
if you're like a big guy, do you have like a disadvantage? Because your character.
No, I'm a pretty big guy, but it didn't like do anything. It was just like a normal character.
Oh.
Like if you are terrible at reacting, then yes, you're gonna have a tough time.
If you like, trip over yourself.
Yeah,
that's probably me. Crap.
Oh,
I seriously
Joey.
Stumble if, like over something every day.
Well, yeah, he stumbled when I chased after him. Like, he almost fell, but I caught him, and then I gave him a
You caught game. Me? You picked me up.
That sounds a little romantic, guys.
It was. I mean, we had an audience and everything.
A little hot. What?
Chris! Come on.
What?
Come on, Chris.
Come on. Keep it PG, Chris. What's up with that?
It would be a super nice time for friends and joy and rainbows and whatnot.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys get it now? I mean,
No.
that's.
Chris.
Lego Universe.
Oh, snap. You hear about that game, Chris?
I did. I've actually I watched the Machinima Realm guys playing
Yeah.
it, and it looked meant for children,
Well,
is what
of
comes to
course. Well, it
mind.
is meant for children,
Come on,
but I have to
think about
say,
it. Lego.
I was impressed by like how well it looked, 'cause
And was it free?
I
I
think they were
never.
playing a
No,
trial.
you have to buy it.
Yeah.
You have to buy
I
it.
think there's a
Oh,
trial
that's
for it,
lame.
but you do have to pay to play with Legos, which is quite odd.
It's like Minecraft, dude.
You are obsessed with
That
Minecraft.
game's terrible.
Well, it's not an obsession, it's just like a bromance,
Well,
dude. Come on.
Minecraft is a.
Yeah, that's terrible. Don't even name bromance, okay?
Minecraft.
Don't.
It's a great
Don't.
game because it's made by one person. That's amazing.
Okay, yes, but I don't like it's you find diamond, you're done. What else do you
You
do?
could
I mean,
ride pigs.
okay, that's
You could
true.
ride pigs. I want to ride a pig.
But okay, like once you found diamond, it was like, well, what do I do?
Find
What
kryptonite.
Kryptonite, fight Superman. Minecraft. One two-dimensional block dude, one Superman. One pile of kryptonite.
You have to put it on your house to protect you from Superman coming at night. You'll just laser beam your house down.
Wow.
Did you get Joey, did you play the Halloween update
What
to
the
Minecraft?
hell? Like, you go into hell or something?
Yeah, well, it's called the Nether. People would be offended if you called it hell, but
Oh.
I've watched videos and Tyler actually bought the game. I didn't. I play the free one, well, the like free weekend, and I cheated. But so it's scary down there.
Well, it's scary me being alone in caves because I always run out of lights or candles or torches. Yeah, torches. Now, like, what do you do down there? Like, what's the point?
Well, you go down there, you make a port down there, and any step you take down there is super, I don't remember the ratio, but one step down there is say like 20 steps above. So if you take a whole bunch, if you like move really far in the Nether, you've moved really, really far in your normal world, and you can make a portal to leave the Nether so that you can. And I've seen people like make portals to the Nether. They walked a little ways through the Nether and gotten to the other side of their home base pretty simply, actually. And it was just, I mean, I've seen people use it like that. I've seen people just like go in there and pee their pants and then run away and destroy their portal and then never make another one. That's what I would do because, dude, have you seen any videos of that? It's creepy. I mean, I was watching it at like 2 in the morning alone in my basement and I was
Well,
scared.
there's like floating marshmallows. Like, how's.
Well, see, that's not the scary part. No, you need to listen to the sound. The sound, it's like, it's scary.
Is it BioShock? BioShock's freaking terrifying,
Okay,
dude.
the first BioShock was terrifying. This
Second one was okay, terrifying. It was scary. It wasn't terrifying.
the second I wasn't even scared of the second one. I was like, eh.
Okay, did you play it at midnight with
Okay.
surround sound on a 52-inch TV?
No, I learned my lesson
Okay.
from the first one. I
Okay,
was
see,
not doing.
that was terrifying. I was freaked out of my mind. Because,
Yeah.
like, you hear noises and you're like, where the hell is it?
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah, right. But BioShock Infinite, oh, I'm excited about that game. Looks pretty sick. I don't know if I'm gonna like that little like person that you get with you though.
Dude, it's gonna be like a little fairy from Zelda. I mean, just think of it like that.
I hope they interpret it well, the little character that you play with. Because I heard you have to like combine your crap with her crap sometimes to defeat people. So
Her crap with your crap, really?
yeah. Sounds kinky.
Oh, jiggity.
Right?
Totally. But yeah, Chris, how do you like the new World of Warcraft patch?
Dude, I love it. I love
Do
it.
you?
Just so much. I love having all of my characters be nerfed and like cry.
I know, you seem so excited right now.
Okay.
Too bad your rogue isn't a lobby.
Dude, no kidding. Or too bad I don't have a freaking prop paladin yet and can just run up to you, Avengers shield you, and blow your face off.
My friend got crit with a freaking 20k.
20k?
That's an 80. That's an 80.
Okay, Avengers shield is flawed for leveling. But, okay, I like what they're doing. At 85, from what I've seen, it's balanced. Like, it seems like shit right now, but from what I've seen at 85, they did a very good job of balancing it out. I mean, you're not...
Well, they just made you overpowered right now because they just wanted to update you and get you used to your new crab that you need to get used to before Kata hits.
Exactly. But you're going to stay this... They're just... I guess everyone's going to have huge mana pools in Kata from whatever...
I've seen videos of a group having 60k mana pools. And I've seen healers go during half of a fight. So we'll see how that works.
But, okay. In all the videos you've seen, they're obviously going to be beta. So you're obviously going to have groups that are just doing them for like the first, maybe second time ever of them being done. And I mean, you're going to have stupid people. I mean, hey, do I stand in this fire?
No. Learn to play.
Learn to play. Stand in fire bad, mostly.
Oh, don't even get me on standing fire.
Oh my God.
We're not going to bring up that.
No, we're not going to talk about it. Not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Just move on. Even though it's complete bullshit. It's not that hard because you see fire. Fire doesn't give you a buff. It kills you. Apparently, that's really hard to understand.
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
As a mage, it
beginning
does.
Of the fight. Hold on. Beginning of the fight. Boom. You're on Marugar. You're going in. A fire gets put out right onto you. I'm a holy pal. I'm going to heal. I'm going to bubble myself.
I could move. I could spend the time to move, or here's the better plan.
Heal. I'll just bubble. Oh no, I'm dead.
Just press the A key. It's not that hard. Oh my God. No, I think I'll just bubble through it.
I didn't need that cooldown at all. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. It's okay, guys. I got it.
Yeah. I'm excited. Oh, but Cataclysm hits December 7th, I believe.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh, dude, Kevin, I wish I could hang out with you that week, but I'm going to be too busy not showering, not moving.
Okay, hold on. You need to get a wash bucket, and you need to sit in a huge pool. You need to have soap with you, so you can just sit in the pool while you're playing the game. And then when you start to smell, you just wash your hair and then dump the bucket on you.
But you'll get all wrinkly.
Wait. Okay, hold on. How are you going to get a new bucket of water? Like, who's going to provide this for you?
You call someone. Hey, mom.
Ma'am.
Bathroom.
Bathroom. Bathroom, mom.
Oh, what a big boy.
God. That's actually how I found out about World of Warcraft through that episode.
What?
I'm like, oh, I want my mom to do that for me, so I started playing and I made an account. And then...
Did you really?
No. I saw an ad on YouTube, and there was a free trial, and I was really bored at my dad's house for the weekend. I'm like, this will keep me occupied for the weekend. And it ended up keeping me occupied for like a year.
And then you got bored. And then you started making videos.
Yeah, then I started making videos. And then I started playing a little bit more. And now I'm starting to get into it again.
And we love you again.
Yeah.
We love Joey. Everyone love Joey. /hug.
/hugs all around.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I'm hoping this time we'll actually have... people that want to raid with us?
About
not
that.
Ditch us?
About that. I'm probably going to get into PvP when Cataclysm comes out. Cause...
Oh, don't even. Don't, even. Don't even tempt me. I'll find someone that wants me to server transfer.
Don't server transfer. I just... I don't... I want the experience of WoW without the having no life part.
Without the 6 hours, 4 a.m. Oh, God.
Are you serious? Come on.
Wiping on loot ship. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't even talk about that. But
Kevin stealing my gear all day long.
Kevin
hey,
having
you can play WoW.
Better okay. tanking gear on a shaman than a warrior.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
That is your problem. Stop taking my gear.
I'm sorry. I need it. I'm getting a tank set.
Oh, free shaman. Sounds cool.
Dude, they did give you that rock biter shit. I mean,
exactly. I need to test it out.
Okay, I really want to be like Blizzard. What the fuck, bro? I mean, how is that?
Why did they put like rock biter being able to like get aggro?
Yeah,
they don't even get. Dodge gear. Like, if they made enhancement gear have some dodge, like, I understand.
Wait,
but...
You can't get any gear. Like, you guys don't have... You guys can't tank, is what I'm getting at. There's no way for a shaman
unless,
to tank.
Unless they gave us new stuff.
And, unless they would... You wouldn't have enough armor. You'd be a total magical tank. So any physical damage done to you is kind of, like...
Like, that's why they made holy paladins.
Okay, that's true. But dude, okay, a holy paladin isn't OP unless it's sitting there getting hit, because its word of glory is never up. So it can't just like instant rape heal you or whatever.
Well, now I heard that most of the fights in Cataclysm are actually going to be AoE fights.
Are you what? No,
I heard they're gonna have a lot of AoEs.
Oh, damn it.
From what I've seen, I haven't seen any AoE fights, and I've watched the Cho'Gar or whatever
Cho'Gar.
Yeah.
You better freaking do raids. I swear to God.
Yeah. Can I raid in PvP gear?
No.
You can.
I'll totally do it then.
No, you're not.
Damn. What? This is awkward.
Awkward.
No.
Just no.
How can... You can take your time. Dude, I got the life. Okay? So don't even tell me.
I'm probably gonna level my rogue first, actually. So.
Oh my god.
No. Okay,
Why?
That won't happen.
Why?
That won't happen. Joey, come on.
I want a PvP with my rogue.
Okay, right now you do, but shit, Kata's really close actually, so I can't even make that argument. Blah blah blah. I'm arguing with you right now,
Chris. Come on. Yeah,
was that good enough?
That's a good argument.
All right. Now that we have that figured out, I am excited for Cataclysm. I'm pretty pumped that it's gonna be. I hope they make it hard again. I mean, Wrath, it wasn't a bad-ish expansion, but it was too easy. I mean, come on.
Oh, don't even say that. Lich King was a bitch.
Dude, Lich King was a bitch. I mean, it was hard to get to him, but I mean, okay, it took us 2 weeks to down him. 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, if you have good coordination and people that want to show up. Chris?
Exactly. If we... Okay. Okay. Hush but... you, first of all. But if you had not retarded people, I mean...
Chris.
Chris.
Guys, it's okay. I don't need blood.
No, what he means is that if you have people that are well-coordinated, you will do well.
If you have people that understand what teamwork is and the fact that all of you have to stay alive
and
that your 2 seconds of DPS aren't going to kill him, then you're fine. Yeah.
And you know that fire's bad and don't stand in black shit.
Well, there's no fire on that fire, but Lich King has Defile. which looks like poop.
Yes, and he spits diarrhea, and you don't want to step in it.
Yes, you do not want to step
it's,
in
it's
it.
It's gross. It'll make your shoe smell.
Yes.
Is the main motivation not to step in it.
And then no one will repair your boots after it.
Yeah.
Have you guys
But you better do PvE. Cataclysm is going to be amazing, hopefully.
Have you
You will be able to instantly transfer your toon, if you want one, into a goblin.
Instantly? It's not instantly. They're
gonna instantly. Be... They took away the level cap.
No, they can't do that. They can't
they
do
did.
That.
They
that's
did.
That's stupid.
That's I'm pissed right now.
Yeah, like, that sounds
legitimately.
Yeah, they took away that, so you will be instantly able to. So I guess you will actually be able to shower now, Chris.
Well, okay, but I'm not. I got four tunes to level to 85, Broseph. That does not leave any time for showering.
Just delete them. Delete some of them. Then you only have one.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I wish I would have thought of that before.
Yeah, see, you gotta think.
So I mean, look at me. I have two characters, but what character do I play the most?
Well, I know which character I'm gonna level first already, but I mean.
Yeah, but see, I play one character and one character only because I have a life.
Well, see, okay, Kevin, I live in the middle of bum fucking nowhere. I don't have a life.
Well, you have work, sir. You
can
go chase
pigs. Yeah, there you go.
It's not something that I choose to do over anything. That sucks. It's not fun.
Why don't you want to chase pigs?
It's not fun. Is it?
How fast could they be?
Exactly.
It's not that it's hard. It's just, why would I want to do that, sir?
Just like throw a piece of like bacon in the wherever pigs.
Oh, do pigs eat bacon? You should try that.
Do they?
A pig will eat anything.
Oh, are you sure?
You can feed him like his mother.
Like,
it'll eat bacon.
I'm sorry, Taylor. Okay, a pig will eat a pork chop. Like, you could like cut it off the pig and then go feed it to another pig, and it would work. And it'd just be like nom nom
are
nom.
You serious?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, I've never tried it, but I mean, you could.
You should totally do it.
You should totally do it.
You should totally do it. Then totally. Send us the film.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Oh, you need to do the turtle in the haystack, though.
Oh, yeah. That one you definitely have to do. Have you guys seen the Cataclysm cinematic intro?
Ooh, I have. I have.
Yes.
Oh.
It was the TV spot.
You need a hush.
What'd you call me?
It looks just about as good as any of the other ones, in my opinion. I was bummed out for one reason. Okay, in every single other one of them, it has shown some sort of fighting between the Horde and the Alliance.
They actually had that, but they took it out.
Yes, see, and I was bummed about that, because in every single other one, it was there, and it was prominent, and it was good. But this one...
Wait, didn't it show that in Wrath of the Lich? Wait, what are you talking about?
In rap, it did too. It showed the. I'm pretty sure it did, didn't it?
In the cinematic, no. It just showed. Syndergosa flies over, turns everybody into blue face people, and boom, Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
And Burning Crusade, there's no fighting.
Burning Crusade, there is fighting. I know there is. I know there
no,
is for this.
They zoom into the portal, and then. They're just zooming into the portal, right?
I don't even remember now.
Are you talking about like the in-game ones?
I don't remember. I don't know what I'm talking about. Leave me alone.
Okay. Well, since he's gonna be thinking for a long time, we'll just go ahead and end it right now. It was fun. Leave comments of what we should talk about if you like want hints on any game I play most. Joey will probably play some. Chris will probably be thrown in here occasionally. Hopefully he plays more games.
I'm planning. I'm actually thinking about
Brotherhood. You are going to be the Brotherhood spokesperson. You're going to play it, but you need to play that game, and you're going to be talking about it.
I'm actually kind of motivated to go get it because it, I mean, I've seen the ads for it, and it looks just awesome. Yeah. And I actually played the first one, which is just like huge for me, I guess.
So I guess we'll just end it with us. My name is okay. My name is Tortoise. Wait. Right, Kevin.
My name is Jellybean.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name
Wait,
is
wait, wait.
Chris. Please don't call me Chima.
Oh.
And we'll see you guys
Oh,
later. Thank you
you
for watching.
asshat.